We're recording for the motherfucking Bachelorette!
What up, y'all?
Oh my gosh, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth, The Bachelorette.
The Bachelorette.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we survived a pandemic, y'all.
And we did.
We are back with The Bachelorette, finally.
We are. The pandemic's not over, but we still are back. Here.
Fine for our lives, yep. But
keep your mask on. Thanks.
My God, we actually survived this long-awaited season. Is finally here.
Mm-hmm.
Wild. I have a lot of thoughts.
Do you?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, you want to go first? I don't have that many.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Start us off. It was wild to watch Love at First Sight literally happen.
Yo. I mean, I have theories, but like, yeah, for real.
I got theories.
Yeah, I have theories for sure. But yeah.
That was kind of wild, though.
That was crazy because it was legit. It was one of those things people were like, oh, I got it. You can't explain it. There's no reaction. I just can't explain it. Uh-huh. No, that right there, we saw that.
We literally saw her fall in love. Like, yep. Literally.
From him too.
First sight, yes.
Yep.
And so let's be honest. I think most women, if Dale walked out the limo, would feel mm-hmm. some type of way, some flush of love, lust, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
because just imagine being Claire. You're like, you're going on this show. All these guys are coming for you. You know, they had to go through all these jumps, you know, jump through all these hoops and whatever, quarantine, blah, blah, blah. And then Dale, with the face that he has, walks out, talk about he here for you. Like, what? I'm in love too. Shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Wild. None of these guys had a chance when he walked out.
No. Nope.
None of mm-hmm. these guys. I said it on Twitter.
I thought the limo entrances were over.
Basically. I thought so too. And then Chris was like, right. Oh, bitch, there's another limo coming. Because she looked done. She was done. She said, that's my husband. Like, oh, my God. But yeah, none of the guys had a chance. I said on Twitter, he is almost too pretty. Like intimidatingly beautiful.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. No, I think he's gorgeous. I think Dale's gorgeous. But to me, if I saw him, I would be like, oh my God, he's gorgeous. And then I would be like, eh, he's light skin with light eyes. All right. And soft hair. Yeah, like, keep him moving. You know what I mean?
I don't think I would. I mean, I don't think I would go for Dale. His ass wouldn't go for me. So let me stop.
I know. I would definitely go for Dale. That's not what I'm saying. That's not the rumor I'm trying to spread. But.
But he's just such a pretty, beautiful, like, perfect face.
Yeah,
that
is, yeah.
Next to any of those guys, all of those guys look so regular next to him.
Yes, that's very true.
He's cut from a different cloth of beauty that way. And Claire, I mean, she's a woman and she sees it, so he's beautiful.
Right. And she's 39 and couldn't date for however long.
This man walks out talking about he here for you. Like, it's a done deal.
Yep.
As happy as I am for Claire and Dale, especially after seeing this whole Love at First Sight, I'm like, oh shit, this was like legit. She legit.
Yeah.
Like, was done from minute one.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tight because I think a full season of Claire would have actually been a really good season.
Me too.
Right?
Me too. Yeah. She would have like really handled everybody.
Yes.
It would have been really, really good one-on-one dates.
Yeah. Claire ain't playing. She's asking all the good questions. Her energy is way different from Hannah B last season.
Yeah.
Like Becca.
Yeah.
She's giving me Rachel Lindsay vibes in terms of, you know what I mean?
Yes.
She's a woman who knows what she wants. She ain't playing for the bullshit. She's got too much at stake and is not... She's not here for nonsense.
Yeah.
And I think she would have weeded through the guys in a very satisfying way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little sad that we're not going to get that full thing, but whatever. She's in love. Good for her. Yada, yada.
Yeah, it's great.
I hope Tayshia gives us that same vibe. I don't know, though.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I don't know.
I don't know.
The only reason I'm kind of like, I don't know, because Tayshia, love Tayshia, she's gorgeous, all of that jazz. She's kind of bubblegum poppy.
I was going to say, she's a very bubbly personality.
Mm-hmm.
And she also fell for someone with such foolish games as John Paul Jones.
Right.
That I don't know. I don't know the vibes, but maybe after that, she's done.
Maybe.
Sorry, you guys. That was a smoker's cough, not a COVID cough. That's
all kind of dry.
Sorry about that. Oh, I know that did sound a little bit much. There. But I just started on the flower again, so that's why.
God.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like concerned. You see my face? I was like, the fuck? Jesus. Take a sip of water. Take your time.
Oh my God, yeah, sorry.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Let's start rolling up again.
Yeah. Ooh,
got me. Anyway, I forgot what I was saying.
Tasia, she's a little bubblegum poppy.
Yeah, yeah, she's a little bubbly.
Yeah. Some, and, you know, the past of John Paul Jones. So, yeah, I just don't know. I don't know what we're going to get, but I like the energy that mm-hmm. Claire is coming in with. I hope we can continue mm-hmm. that same energy mm-hmm. with Tasia, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I also think it looks like we're going to get like three solid episodes of Claire.
Like, oh, watching, at least.
She, from the preview, she looked like we've mm-hmm. seen her on multiple dates.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
She's kissing a lot of guys. I'm like, it seems like I mean, we know she was only filming for what, 10, 12 days?
12 days, yeah.
But I feel like we're going to get like three solid episodes before it's like the whole,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's revealing to everybody. Tasia comes in, yada, yada. So that's exciting.
Which could be three episodes in itself.
But exactly. They can stretch that out. Exactly. but otherwise, in terms of the guys, like, as we said during the cast bios, nice group of guys, nice mm-hmm. group of nice guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No big
yeah.
standouts, honestly, aside from Dale mm-hmm. and his beautiful face.
Oof. Yeah.
You wow. know what I mean? Like, he's striking. Yeah. Everybody else, I kind of forget.
Stop. No, don't say that.
I do. They're nice. That's all I can really say. I don't know them yet. They might be great, but a bunch of nice guys for now. So,
yeah.
We'll see. Those are my thoughts. What about you, friend?
Nice. First thought, they are going to be scraping for a storyline that is not Claire and Dale this season.
Mm-hmm.
We could tell by this alleged drama between Yosef and not Tyler Cameron.
Right.
Not Tyler C. That was tired after the first commercial break. I was like, let's get this done right now.
Like, we see the reach.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's episode one and we see the reach because she cannot stop talking about Dale.
Yeah.
I was happy that she kissed Blake, the other Blake M. Because I have two Blake M's now.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see that. That was
mm-hmm.
nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can tell that this time around, she's probably going to, like, knowing what she did now, she's probably going to sabotage, like, all of her fucking confessionals. She's probably going to just sit there and talk about Dale the whole time.
Yep.
Like, she's probably, you know what I mean? Yeah. They probably don't have a whole lot to work with, so they had to let her go.
Yeah.
So they're going to really be scraping for a storyline. Yeah. So it should be interesting. I mean,
the storyline is her and Dale. Her talking about him all the time, the confessionals, that's their story, basically.
Yep. That's all they got. Interesting. So that should be interesting to try and see how we're supposed to get to know all these other guys, too.
Right.
And I'm glad they didn't focus, like, too much on COVID. It wasn't too heavy past the first half hour. It wasn't too heavy, which I really, really enjoyed because mm-hmm. that's kind of what we're watching the show for, is to escape what's what's going on outside this invisible virus that will kill you through the air. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also just that they really want us to fall in love with Dale, like, real bad.
Oh yeah.
Like,
he's getting a bachelor edit and this nigga not even gonna be the bachelor. Like, the hell.
Every time I looked up from my laptop, it was a close up of his face.
Oh yeah. The camera loves him.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other bachelor content from us.
See you next week.